Only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. Dave has given me the finger and told me that this is the last quarter, the fourth quarter of the show. We're going to start doing some stuff that we haven't done in a while, and that's me just talking off the cuff. Now, before we get started, I have an email. The email is from Sol in Miami. Sol in Miami asks, "Hey, Jim, how come you don't want to buy a commercial condo with your investment funds?" Say, first of all, Sol, thank you for emailing me the question. The answer is that it's impossible to keep control of the condo association once somebody else owns more than 50%. So once I own less than 50%, I can't control what goes on in the commercial condo, and that's just a bad thing. So if I can get fee simple to the entire condo and create a unity of title, I might be interested in the deal. If I can't and it has to stay condo, I really am not interested, because in my opinion, condo is just a way to overpay for land. Okay, hope that answered your question, Sol. Call me offline if I can help you anymore. Now, I recently had a call from a friend of mine who'd been laid off from a large company, a large real estate company. This is happening more and more. And what I used to say about 5 or 6 years ago, when the economy was first starting the decline, was that everybody would go around and say, hey, if this happens, then we're going to do that. I referred to that as the period of primordial soup. And I figured, well, that would end 2 or 3 years from the beginning of the recession. Well, here we are. I don't know what year it is. I know that we're, quote unquote, out of the recession, but we're still in that period of primordial soup. People still call me and say, hey, Jim, I'm going to buy this property if this, and this happens. Or, hey, Jim, I'm looking to raise a fund if this, and this happens. And then you never hear from them again. So be careful, because we're still in the period of primordial soup. If you're out there looking for a position or making a career change in any job, remember that still, if somebody's saying, I got to have this, and this happen, you're still in the period of primordial soup, and it may not really work. Now, some other people come up to me and they say, Jim, how come you have a radio show? And the list is long. We have Brewster Kell on a regular basis. He's my expert in branding, and obviously the radio show is a way for me to build my brand and to prove that I'm more than just a real estate guy, that I can do more. And what does that really make me? Oh, here's a term that I use way too much. It makes me a horizontal. I know that that's jargon that I should probably not use, because I picked it up watching an ESPN evaluation of how people draft. And one guy said, we're a vertical. We draft for need. If we need a quarterback, we're taking a quarterback. Another guy said, we're a horizontal. We're going to draft the best player available. So we're looking at all the different buckets of players. I'm a horizontal. I do real estate, but if I only did real estate, I'd probably go nuts, because I'd get bored. I need to do a lot of different things. Today, it was devoted mostly to healthcare on the show, except for my little rambling and vamping here at the end. And I had a tweet last week from the guys at auction.com. They asked me who was on this week, probably expecting that we have a full real estate show. And we'll be back doing real estate. In fact, I want to welcome, in fact, right now, our latest sponsor, Magnum Energy Solutions. So they're going to be on twice a month. On the weeks that UHealth isn't on, and we're going to start talking about energy, green society, and all of this stuff that really impacts the commercial real estate industry. So folks at auction.com and our other commercial real estate industries, industry listeners, you want to make sure you stick with us, because we're going to have a lot more green energy and a lot more real estate talk here on Freed on Business. But that's what I mean about being a horizontal. I don't just talk about real estate finance and capitalization, which is my primary focus, or real estate investment sales, which is also something I do for a living. And oh, by the way, a very good living, I might add. I also want to talk about health and wellness. I want to talk about green energy. I want to talk about cars with my buddy, Larry Zinn from Warren Henry, and not just about the cars he sells, but the cars we should be investing in and buying. All these different things really interest me, and I get emails, and I see people on the street, and I know that it interests them too. Hey, you know what? Hit me on LinkedIn. You know, tweet up with me, at Jim Freed, or tweet the show, at Freed on Business, and let me know what you want to hear, like the guy Sol did. Let's see. What else do we have? Oh, yeah. I want to talk a little bit about the Sunset Over Miami event that I was at a couple of days ago. We talked about it here on the show last week. I was encouraging everybody that they should go. And I must tell you that the event is evolving. When I initially got started with the event, it was all just Jewish guys in real estate, not even really ladies, Jewish people. I'll just say Jewish people in real estate. This event was a cross-cultural success. The event was a horizontal. You had people in all kinds of different walks of life that wanted to approach the people that were real estate professionals. And there were all kinds of creeds and folks that were there, not just Jewish people. And I want to say well done to the committee that put together Sunset Over Miami this year. I was originally involved in it 16 years ago. I've been watching the evolution. And this year's event knocked the cover off the ball. It was at the Port of Miami. It was awesome. If you haven't been out there, you have to go see the changes that are going on out there. It's a great facility, but the event was terrific. The networking was amazing. I got super duper cards and was able to meet a number of new clients, or actually I'll just call them new potential clients. So when it comes around again next year, make sure you go. Another story I wanted to tell, and it kind of flows off of the Sunset Over Miami. When I went to Sunset Over Miami, I wore my favorite tie. And you go, well, what the heck does that mean? I'll tell you the story about my favorite tie. I worked for a big New York investment banking firm in their Tampa Bay office 20-something years ago. And when I was going to go to New York, they wouldn't let me come unless I was dressed like them and dressed for success. They made me buy an Hermes tie. Now, that sounds easy today, but it really wasn't. I had to go and call the Hermes store, have them send me a catalog, had to go through the hard catalog, had to pick out the tie, had to buy the tie, had to mail me the tie. It took a month. So that's how great the internet is to me. But I have that tie. I got it rehabbed. I took it to the event, and it was part of my brand. Everybody talked about the tie because it looked like it belonged, but it also looked like it was a historic piece. And it was to me, again, it helps me build my brand. So if you start listening to us on the show, you're going to hear more tips about how I build my brand.